Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Before we start the meeting, I think that all of you on the Boston sales staff will be sad to hear that Allie Patson is retiring. As our representative in France for the last 15 years, she's really done a great job. I guess you only know Allie and our European representatives as voices on the phone, but I've met her at our European conferences, and she's really a pleasure to spend time with. She certainly helped build our sales numbers as well. Anyway, she'll stay on until the end of the month. So if you get a chance, give her a call or send her an email.
Number 71. What is the talk about? Number 72. What does the speaker say about the Boston employees? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the Boston staff to do?
Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to the monthly meeting of the Travel City Newcomers Club. Our club consists of 200 members who have moved to Travel City from all over the world. It will help you to make friends and get acquainted to the area. Our newsletter contains the times and dates of all our monthly meetings and all other social events. We have 6 events each month. Our most popular ones are Book Week, Sports Day, and Movie Night. I'll pass the newsletter out now so you can look through it and sign up for the events that interest you.
Number 74. Who is this announcement directed to? Number 75. How often are the meetings? Number 76. What does the woman distribute? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following message.
This is Nancy Deho, the manager of May Boutiques. I ordered 50 hats from you in October, but they didn't arrive until November 26. It's unlikely that I'll be able to sell them all as I plan during this holiday season, so I will need to return half of the hats, unless you will offer me a discount. Then I would be able to sell them at a special price during our annual sale in January. Let me know if this is possible. Otherwise, I will prepare the shipment tomorrow.
Number 77. Who is the woman? Number 78. What is the problem? Number 79. What does the woman ask?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
Hello and welcome to Body Break. I'm your host, Dr. Sandra Henning. Today, we're talking about hearing loss and offering a course in self-defense for your ears. We all know that loud noises can damage your fragile eardrums, but we must also be aware that the gradual day-to-day pounding your ears take can also result in permanent loss of hearing. The inner ear is important to our balance and coordination, making it all the more crucial to protect it. To do so, use earplugs when you know you will be exposed to loud noises, such as operating a motorcycle or a chainsaw. Also, be careful not to play your stereo too loudly when wearing headphones. It's also a good idea to have your hearing checked regularly.
Number 80. What is the speaker going to talk about? Number 81. What could be affected by damaging the inner ear? Number 82. How often does the speaker advise the listeners to see a doctor about their hearing? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Good evening, everyone. I'm here to propose that we internationally export our latest invention, the wireless monitor. Domestic sales have been through the roof. In my opinion, we should capitalize on this market before our overseas competitors bring about their own versions of the wireless monitor. True enough, the flat screen still has a strong command on the market, and conventional monitors are not yet on their way out. However, our marketing manager has crunched some numbers to evaluate the success of our product overseas in Asia and Europe. We do project that most of our sales will come from computer businesses in Europe. However, many affluent Asian countries may show great interest as well. We are aware of the high price and support hardware needed for our product, but we believe that many customers will purchase these accessories as well just to stay technologically on vogue. We may even find a niche market among the wealthy in Southeast Asian countries. We will, of course, be starting small, shipping only to our branch stores overseas, but we hope to be exporting to all major chains and department stores within the next year.
Number 83. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 84. Who is part of the niche market of Southeast Asia? Number 85. Why might the product not succeed overseas? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Kinsey. This is Alice Shaw from the Requisitions Department. I have a couple of questions regarding the workshop you're doing this Saturday. I need to find out how many people you've got registered. The last set of figures I received said there would be about 20, but that was weeks ago. If any more have signed up since then, I have to know so I can find a bigger room. Also, you mentioned that you wanted a projector for your presentation, but you didn't specify if it was to be a slide projector or a digital one. I expect to be at my desk from 2 till 4:30 this afternoon, so feel free to give me a call then or just leave a message on my answer machine with either your answers or a time that I can reach you.
Number 86. What is the speaker's job? Number 87. What information does the speaker not ask for? Number 88. When did Ms. Shore first receive word about this event? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Attention Thrifties shoppers, I'd like to draw your attention to some of the fantastic deals we have today. In our produce section, green apples are $2 a kilogram, pineapples are $3.50 each, and potatoes are $1.35 per kilo. In the bakery, French bread is $2 for $1, and bran muffins are $3.75 a dozen. Frozen, concentrated orange juice is 48 cents a can, and freeze-dried coffee is $4 a pack. These prices will be going on all week or until supplies last, so take advantage of these great deals while you can.
Number 89. What kind of store is Thrifty's? Number 90. How much do bran muffins cost? Number 91. Until when can the shoppers take advantage of this event?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following short speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for participating in today's seminar entitled How to Make Your Community a Better Place to Live. We hope the event was both enjoyable and educational. If you would like more information about any of our speakers' biographies and contact information, they are available at the reception table at the left of the auditorium entrance. You can leave your name and email address in the guestbook, and we will send you notification of future events.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 93. What is the subject of the seminar? Number 94. What is the audience asked to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following radio broadcast.
This is Dr. Susan Kamensky with today's health report. Today we're talking about self-defense for your ears. You know that sudden noises can damage your hearing, but the day-to-day pounding your ears take can also gradually result in a permanent hearing loss. To protect your hearing, try to use earplugs. Use your earplugs when you know you will be exposed to noise for an extended period, such as riding a motorcycle. Reduce your exposure to noise by choosing quiet leisure activities instead of noisy ones. Be careful with stereo headphones. Turn down the volume. Finally, have your hearing tested periodically. I'll be back after the weather update.
Number 95. Who is speaking? Number 96. What is the broadcast about? Number 97. What are the listeners advised to do?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Now that we've reached a safe cruising altitude and the weather is relatively calm, I'm going to turn off the seatbelt sign. However, I strongly recommend that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened when you are not moving about the cabin. In a few minutes, our flight attendants will be serving drinks and a light snack. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. What are the listeners to do? Number 100. What will happen next?